This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. SeatsRUs.com.au.
98.9 FM now, we got our jumpers on, you've got your audio on, Tariana, strap yourselves in. If you just joined us, we've only just started the show, but before we went to a couple of songs, we're talking about this European Super League. Now, it's happened sort of just really overnight that soccer will change forever in Europe,
yes,
purely because of money. Now,
okay,
Tariana, to... you're my audience at the moment because I want to try to explain it to the best way possible. Now, 3892 0188. If you'd like to call up and have a conversation about this, this will probably be, you know, the next half an hour. I want to touch on this because it's huge for soccer overseas. It's not doing anything here for us in Australia, but basically, just to get a gist of it, Tari, you've got 20 teams, right? You've got two big competitions in the European League over there. It's called the Europa League, and you've got the Champions League. Now, the Champions League is like the pinnacle of basically football over there. Champions League, you play everyone from different countries in a pool. You go through a knockout stage and blah blah blah, and at the end, You become with someone that wins at the top, all right?
Yeah.
So you basically become the best team in Europe for the Champions League. Now, the reason why I talk about this Super European League that's about to happen, the money that is getting distributed between clubs at the moment, because there's a lot of, and this is the best way to put it, poorer clubs that are involved in the Europa League, it is harder for the clubs that have a lot of the money to make a lot of revenue. And for all the teams that are lower, it is great for them because they make more money when they get to these
yeah,
moments. But the way soccer's going at the moment, football over there is going to go, it's always been a rich man's sport because the richest always prevail in the end, unfortunately. It's the way it is. I think it's absolute bull dust what's going to happen. But basically what's going to happen, there's going to be 20 teams that are going to separate themselves from that Champions League, Europa League, because they're not making enough money. Now, the gist of it is, say you've got right now in rugby league, you've got the Penrith Panthers, and the Penrith Panthers will play in the Melbourne Storm. That's a great game to watch in rugby league at the moment in Australia because they're the two top teams. They're big clubs. Now, what they're going to do is all the big clubs in Europe, 20 of them, are going to make their own Super League, right?
Mm.
And they're going to play each other in a competition that is going to make so much more money. The reason, because I would 100% want to watch a Real Madrid versus a Barcelona game than I would like to watch a Leicester versus a Leeds United in a Champions League game. Because they're two big clubs, they're amazing, they're going to make a lot more money and a lot more people are going to watch those games. But with the smaller clubs, unfortunately, people don't tune in as much because they don't know the players, they don't really care too much. So what's happening right now is all these big people with all the CEOs or the owners of the clubs are pulling all their teams out in 2022, 2023, and they're making their own competition. It's going to ruin the English Premier League. It's going to ruin the La Liga, which is the Spanish league. It's going to ruin like the Italian league. The Germans haven't got a part of it. They haven't been a part of it yet. They've stayed out of it, which I think is amazing. But the reason why I'm upset about this is because my club's one of the clubs that is doing that. And we've been saying this for years as fans of me being an Arsenal fan, but the guy at the top, Stan Kroenke, he's going to ruin the club. He's worth $9 billion, but he's starting to really ruin the club. Now, for soccer over there, it's huge. Fans are blowing up. It's all, like I said, it's all night. It's 2 o'clock. I've been up since about 2 o'clock because notifications have been coming through on my phone, and it's scary. It's scary to think that the football league will really crumble over this. And only, sorry, not crumble, but the big clubs will survive, but the little ones won't.
Yeah.
And that's not football. You know, that's not sport, because a lot of these good players come from those, you know, those clubs that are poor.
I know we were saying before, like when we were talking about NRL the other day, we were saying you sort of got to be in it to win it. Yes, have fun while you're doing it, but if you're at that level, you've got to be winning. But I think, like, this is the opposite. They've gone too far. They're in it too much for the money, and they're not enjoying the game anymore. You've still got to be. You still got to love it. It's a hard sport, and it's hard on your body. You've got to love doing it. It's like being a musician. You've got to love it. You shouldn't be in it for the money. I think, maybe they've lost sight of why they started.
Just to put it this way, the Broncos aren't going well at the moment here, right?
Yeah.
But because they've got a lot of money, they would flourish in this competition.
Right.
Because they play at a top level, so players will want to come there because they get paid more money, the clubs make more money, and they're going to be like, all right, well, I want to go to that Super League because you're going to get the most TV time, you know.
So it's sort of like, why are you playing at all?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, it's all about the money, but I'm not going to lie to you, it's not going to change it. They're going to go ahead. It's going to happen.
I reckon fans know when it's losing its sight of why it started and if it's becoming too much about or too much of a business. And yes, they are a business, but when it's not what it used to be, and they'll lose their fans eventually.
Well, I never thought I'd say this, and I'm getting goosebumps.
Oh, gosh. I've got to podcast this one.
Yeah, I never thought I'd say this, but I don't think I'll follow Arsenal if they go through with this.
Yeah, well, I mean, for sure, the first year, I'm sure a lot of people will be like, yes, let's watch it. But after a while, when they get really into it and really about all the money, they'll lose all their fans.
I've been following them since I was 10 years old. So, you know, I've been following that club for 19 years.
Yeah.
I generally will not follow the club if they go along with this and go into that Super European League. I can't do it. It's not for the sport. I think it's all for the money. And you know, why do we always start sport when we're young? We always start to have fun, you know, when we're young. We always do it. And I get the money revenue and you know, COVID, but there's got to be better ways to be able to make it better. But
if people are watching, they want to know that the players actually enjoy playing too, not just because they're getting a big paycheck.
But you know, the other thing is the players didn't even know anything about this since yesterday. So it's unfolded. All the business owners have made these decisions.
Wonder what they think.
Well, I don't know. I mean, if you're a fan of soccer, and you've got something to say, 3892 0188. We'll come back after a few songs, but I won't be following the Gunners if they go through with it. Definitely won't be. Bit of Ronnie Millsap to lighten up your mood now. No getting over me. Here on The Brekkie Show.
This podcast brought to you by Seats R Us. For a seat to suit, it has to be Seats R Us. Seatsrus.com.au.